Welcome back to another episode of the Merch Feast. I'm Blake, joined by Logan and Brandon. And welcome back, guys.
How is it going this week?
Oh.
And this week was a doozy, and I was not expecting the ending at all. So I know we'll get to it, but there were a couple firsts, and like the first live tribal, or I think it's the first live tribal this season. The first time in the challenge that we didn't have a negotiation or enough people sit out to earn food. I mean, it was a big episode. So let's kind of hop right in. But what did you guys think of the dynamic between Q, Venus, and Liz after they got back from tribal, after last episode, where they all tried to Tevin, Venus, and Liz, where they all tried to like take responsibility or take ownership of that vote. What'd you guys think of that?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of odd, like not odd, but because anytime you ever have a blindside or a big move, you want that to be attached to you at some point, obviously. Having that big move on your belt is always good for a resume. So I understand them all wanting credit for it. My kind of puzzle or like, what in the heck question there was, I don't really feel like I've heard Liz ever talk about it much. And so I was just kind of thrown off by her being like, oh, that was my idea. I figured Venus would try and take the credit because I feel like she's kind of a snake in a way, just trying to get the credit, but I don't know.
Yeah, this was Liz's first episode of Survivor 46. Welcome to the season, Liz. I don't. Her thing was that she kept saying, "Oh, I've been saying vote soda, vote soda, vote soda." That doesn't necessarily mean like she put together the move. In my opinion, I think it's. I can see two paths where Venus could take credit for it and Tevin can take credit for it, but I kind of liked Tevin's take on it, where he was like, yeah, I orchestrated the move, but I could also tell Soda that I didn't write her name down
for sure. Mm-hmm. Which we kind of mentioned last week, and I thought it was a little early to start playing the jury like that, but I mean, maybe not. I mean, I guess it didn't necessarily come back to bite him from that aspect of it, but clearly didn't work out. But yeah, I mean, I thought they both had a part in that. They were both trying to get Soda out. And so they both had to share some credit for it. And yeah, Liz has mentioned wanting to get Soda out, but that's not enough to kind of consider it being your move. But I felt like towards the end of the episode, she kind of came to that realization as well, where she, I think her exact comment was, I don't want to just sit idly by, and the amount of times I've looked at my game and just let somebody else take control and realize like, that's not me, and her trying to take control of the game at this point. Yeah. Like you said, Brandon, welcome to Survivor, Liz. So the recap of last episode seemed like way longer than most recaps. Did you guys notice that at all?
It was longer. I will say I was confused why they highlighted Tiffany and Hunter's advantages.
It was too, other than with Tiff kind of being on the block, but I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't understand them kind of rehashing that. Like Brandon said, my only thought there was like kind of talking about this episode and what's going to come. And clearly later in the episode, Q kind of spills the beans on Tiff, and we can dive into that, obviously. But I didn't necessarily understand why they highlighted just those two. My like initial thought was like, oh, they're just letting everybody know who has what, but then they didn't talk about Tevin's extra vote until later in the episode. So I don't know. It was kind of a weird thing.
Yeah, they spent a lot of time because they went over both of the previous tribals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Yeah, and I didn't even think about when the first tribal was done, they got back to camp so much earlier than everybody else. And that was really the first moment you started to see Q be highlighted. And Q was highlighted this entire episode. So I knew something was going to go down with him. I thought he might be the one going home, and I think he almost did. But and that was it was kind of the Q show this week.
Definitely Q show. He had several highlight moments of big points and some things I don't understand with Q. But
first thing I don't understand about Q is his skirt. did you guys, I mean, at this point I'd buy one just to figure out what he's talking about, but I did not understand it at all.
Yeah, I was puzzled when he was explaining that. And hey, if he can get it to take off, all for him.
Yeah, I think
delirium right there.
Yeah, I think that was a good example of there is absolutely nothing to do on the island right now. And I think that's the beauty of 90-minute episodes is Q doing a Shark Tank entrepreneurial sales pitch to Tevin and Hunter would not have been seen on a 60-minute episode. So I enjoyed it for what it was.
Sure.
Absolutely.
That, and I don't know that we would have seen them play hide and seek on a normal 60-minute episode. I mean, maybe a little bit, but man, I want to talk about that for a minute. Both Q and Venus were trying to use the hide and seek for some weird strategy, and this was going to tell them everything they needed to know about certain players. Like, maybe I'm just not at that same level as they are, but they seem to be, you know, making something out of nothing there.
Yeah, I think they were just trying to look into it too deep. Like you said, I don't think playing hide and seek necessarily tells the way people are playing the game. I mean, they've said it multiple times. Everybody in this season is super competitive, so people are going to go out and try and win hide and seek. I mean, if they're competitive, they're going to go out and try and win it. So just because they put some stuff in their hair, or Hunter climbed up a tree, or whatever the case may be, I don't think that's a huge telltale sign of a ton there. But I mean, I could be wrong.
I was just kind of lost as to what he was really talking about. I mean, I got what he was trying to do, but just didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And then I kept thinking that, like, Venus, when she was talking about the hide and seek, and then also when she was talking to Tevin, like, she just seems oblivious.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've said that a couple times, but she just seems completely oblivious as to what's going on. I would really be curious to see her reaction after she watches the season back.
I noticed on Twitter yesterday, I think she's getting a lot of hate. I can't find the tweet, but she basically has been getting a lot of heat from fans, so I think she's definitely kind of feeling like maybe embarrassed about her season, but also like not, she's getting heat from people unjustifiably. So don't think it's going well for her is what I'm saying.
No. And like, I saw that too with Venus and just being kind of oblivious. I even thought that whenever her and Tevin were talking and talking about like, oh, like, I respect your move so much, and like, all like, you could tell, I could tell he was just straight up playing her, like just telling her what she wanted to hear. But she took all of that like straight to the head. Like, she was like cloud nine because somebody acknowledged her and all. So I don't know.
Yeah, there were two other things that I wanted to highlight before we get to the challenge. unless you guys have anything else, but kind of the big one was Q spilling the beans about Tiffany's idol. And I don't remember what brought that on, but he told Maria that Tiff had an idol. And I don't, was Tiff talking about voting out Maria, or how did that come about? I was a little confused there.
I believe it came up because Maria, or they were talking about voting out Tiff, and then somehow that kind of got talked about, and that's where Q brought up, like, hey, she's got an idol, so we can't necessarily vote for her unless we keep it a secret. And then Tiff threw out Maria's name, and that's whenever I think Q went over to her. And so I think it was just kind of a combination of they wanted to vote Tiff because they told Maria, or Tiff was voting for Maria, or wanting
because,
to vote for Maria.
Because Tiff was wanting to keep Venus and vote somebody within the six.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. Q's stupid, the six alliance that has just not worked.
It's been a nightmare.
Yeah, and I think he read way too much into that. I remember now because he asked, or they asked, like, okay, who do we want to vote out if we don't vote out Venus? And she basically said, well, let's see who wins in the challenge. So I don't know. I feel like he read way too much into that. But.
Well, I think Q is like kind of playing by his own rules. He's like setting rules for other people and then just kind of doing his own thing. Cause just to stick on the six for a second, like, he obviously, the six is him and Tiff. It was going to be Tim and Maria and then Hunter and Tevin. And last week, Tim wanted to go after Hunter because it just made sense to go after Anami because Tim also wanted to go Siga Strong. And so Q voted out Tim, who is also a member of the six. And now Tiff is wanting to target a member of the six, but you're not allowed to target a member of the six unless your name is Q. Like, none of it makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like he's justifying it in the way of, okay, if somebody's willing to throw out a name of somebody in the six, then they've got to go. Because Q doesn't seem like he's willing to throw out any person in the six's name until they're talking about getting somebody else out. But it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But
it feels like Q is really the only one that's invested in the six. He's almost putting too much stock in the six when he has a good thing going with his Yanu group. Mm-hmm. And like, he has a good rapport with Tevin and Hunter. Doesn't necessarily need the six. Yeah, but I think the six is dead after tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I mean, him comparing himself to a mob boss seemed quite fitting tonight.
It's exactly what it is. He's very my way or the highway. He has been all season.
Well, Brandon, you want to take us through this classic challenge?
Sure can.
Real quick before we do that, the only other thing that I kind of wanted to make sure that we kind of touched on was the whole six thing. Obviously, Tim got voted out last week, and so they were looking for a replacement, and so Charlie kind of got brought into that. And so he was kind of a part of that six now.
Which I kind of liked. I liked him and Maria together. I mean, I always have liked them two together. So the fact that he got brought into that, I thought, okay, that's a really good thing for Charlie.
Yeah, I thought so too. And honestly, I am really, really starting to like Charlie more and more and more.
Sure.
But sorry about that, Brandon. Go ahead and dive into that challenge if you want.
Okay, yeah. So, classic individual immunity challenge. It's been around for forever. The challenge is simple. There are poles with footholds in them, and each person gets assigned to a pole. And the goal is be the last person standing on the pole. Last to fall wins immunity. And before we got to the challenge, as Blake was speaking about earlier, there was a negotiation for more rice to get you through the rest of the game. And Jeff's price was either four people sitting out or two people forfeiting their vote at the next tribal. Now, last season, Jeff stabbed the bag of rice and let it run out. He didn't do that this time, and I was disappointed. But he did count down. Were you guys surprised that they couldn't come to an agreement and negotiate for that rice?
Yeah, I was shocked that more people didn't want to sit out. Obviously, your life in the game is important, so having that immunity. But for obviously Q and Liz, or I guess we didn't say that. So Q and Liz were the first two to kind of step out and say, hey, I'll forfeit like immunity, trying like for the team. They were out within 20 seconds. And then I think the other, at least two more people were out within a minute. So it was just one of those that is such a difficult challenge. And I feel like people have seen that before. It kind of surprised me that more people didn't offer to step out.
Yeah, it surprised me as well. But with as competitive as everybody is, mm-hmm. I feel like this episode or this season, more than ever, you only need one thing to give you a reason to be voted out. And so, hey, this person feels super comfortable, or these four people feel super comfortable, we've got to target them. And I don't think anybody is feeling that comfortable at this point in the season. So I was a little surprised, but I also wasn't necessarily surprised. Nobody wanted to show that they felt that comfortable, but there was definitely some people that should have sat out.
Yeah. And I think Q said it after the challenge, because he was obviously kind of heated about it, which we'll get into in a little bit. But like, you have to know, because that challenge has been around forever. I feel like you have to know, like, I'm not going to do well in this challenge, so I'll go for the rice. But I thought some of the negotiation tactics were interesting, because Charlie's didn't really make sense, because he was like, I'll be the third if somebody wants to be a pair with me. And everyone was like, well, just be the third then. And if a fourth person steps out, then they'll step out.
That almost seemed to me like he was talking to Maria on like, hey,
oh,
back me on this. Does somebody want to be a pair with me?
Let's gotcha.
Go do this together kind of thing. I kind of took that as him talking directly to Maria, but maybe not.
No, that makes sense. I didn't look at it that way. I just thought he's not making a ton of sense. But yeah, that could be just kind of like subliminally like, hey, Maria, do this.
Yeah, I didn't see it that way either, or didn't look at it that way either, but that definitely does make sense.
Yeah, and then Venus is like, would you do three? Jeff's like, no. Like, good one. Good job. But back into the challenge. It came down to Charlie and Hunter. And Hunter won immunity. Shocker.
Yeah, I thought it was going to come down to Hunter and Venus, because she seemed to be locked in there for a minute. But what was the final time? Was it like 25 minutes, something like that?
I don't know if they ever said, but the last time check they had, I think, was right around 20 minutes. I'm not sure how long after that it stood or they stayed up there, but hearing the time that Ozzy put up of 2 hours seems insane.
Yeah, and then the way Hunter ended up winning and kind of showing off there at the end, it made me wonder how long he could have actually gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost wonder if him hanging upside down like that might have been a bad move for Hunter, that he was showing off a little bit and people may have realized how strong he actually is, but maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe, maybe Q with his weird logic about things. So,
yeah.
I mean, at this point, it doesn't even matter because everybody forgot about that after Tribal. So,
for real.
Man.
I did like the option of it being four people to sit out and still have their vote, or two people sit out and like lose their vote, which they could still compete, right?
Yeah, so they could still play.
So they could basically give up their vote, still play for immunity. I thought that was a really good option, and I'm surprised that more people didn't take them.
Yeah. Off. As much as I'm anti lose your vote, that one's actually compelling because you could put up your vote and still win immunity.
Right. I mean, for somebody like Hunter, who also has a hidden immunity idol, or Tiff, who has a hidden immunity idol, it's like, okay, I can still guarantee my safety and earn the tribe rice and compete for, you know, immunity.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I did like there at the end where when Charlie was hanging off and he tried to basically barter with Jeff again, and he's like, how about we make it two bags of rice? And then when he said no, he like tried to climb back up, and I was really hoping he would somehow figure out a way to climb back up to the top so Jeff would be like, all right, let's do one bag just for that.
Yeah, I was gonna, when I was watching it, I was like, he should have said, Jeff, if I get back to the top of this pole, you give us the rice. But
the other thing with Charlie I thought was hilarious. They, at one point, Jeff was like, you've only been up there for 7 minutes, and somebody was like, seven, like, or several minutes, and then Charlie piped in and he goes, just wait until next season, Survivor 40 several.
Long live Jelinski.
Yep.
Speaking of Jelinski, I don't know if you guys follow the players on social media, but there is some there's some beef on Twitter between Jelinski, Q, Tiffany was in there about something, which I've not really seen in previous seasons, about the players going at each other on social media. Basically, Jelinski said Q stands for quitter, and then Q subtweeted him and was like, I'm 9 episodes in and you made it 2-1, like, don't talk unless you're still in the game or something. And Tiffany was actually mad at Q for blowing up her idol spot. So I don't have any of those in front of me, but I did see that yesterday and today, and I just don't think I've seen the players actively go after each other like that. So I wonder if there's some real, like, bad blood from this season, or if it's just they're playing it up.
Yeah, who knows? But the Survivor 40 several, though, that's gonna be awesome.
I hope somehow they like bring that up, or they talk about that again, because that is kind of funny. Like, next season, but
yeah. I feel like I asked this last season, but do we have any idea how they get up on the pole?
We did talk about it last season, and I think we all just came to the conclusion that they have like 8 ladders or something, and they just get up there at the same time. I also, like, I was watching it last night, and I was like, why does the pole need to be so high up in the air? Because I'm surprised. We've seen some people take big falls on that, but I'm surprised we haven't seen somebody get seriously injured from taking a dive.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that too, like, just their foot slips off or something, and them being at the top and just falling all the way down, I feel like could be quite painful. But I guess that gives them more leeway to kind of slide down and last a little bit longer and all, but
yeah, it definitely doesn't look like an easy challenge. Some challenges look a little easier than others. This one definitely does not. But I always feel like the people that are able to kind of hook their feet and then like sink their butt down below their knees or below their feet and just kind of lock in seem to do really well. That's why I was thinking that Venus might win, and she's like the lightest person up there, but I don't know. It's a classic challenge. I enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely a good one.
So we get back from the challenge and I feel like all hell broke loose. I mean, just it was Tiff ended up being on the chopping block. Then it was Tevin. You saw Liz start playing. I mean, it seemed like the most chaos this season was in this episode. And then there at the very end when Q and Hunter started talking and then Hunter ran over and then Venus tried to interrupt, and it was just like, what in the world is happening right now? Nobody knew what was going on. I kind of thought that it would be a live tribal just based on how everything was going at camp. And then we get to tribal, but
yeah, I definitely thought Tiff being on the chopping block was, I understand it with her throwing out the alliance for the name of in the Six Alliance and all, but I didn't want to see that because that's who I picked to win. But yeah, it was definitely kind of, we really saw the scramble and all before tribal. And even up leading up all the way to right before they left for tribal, when Venus walked over and was like, can we go? Like, are you guys done? Or I thought that was kind of interesting. And just, I don't know. It was a lot of just, what are we going to do? Talking of strategy, weighing out options. And like you said, definitely the most chaos so far.
And it also seemed like nobody was willing to make a decision. Because nobody wants to seem like the leader, which is funny to me because Q wants to be the leader. But I don't know. I don't know. It was just when they were all sitting around there at the end and they were like, well, who do you want? And Charlie's like, I'm willing to vote whoever. Like, nobody was willing to say, okay, let's do this and be done with it. We can get the next person out next week. Decision made. Because I think everybody would have gone with it, but nobody was willing to kind of step up and say that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you guys have anything before we get to tribal?
No, for me, I think tribal is the obviously the big point and kind of the most interesting of the episode. So let's dive into it.
So we get to tribal, and I don't even know. I feel like Jeff maybe asked a question or two, and then Q kind of interjects and essentially tries to concoct a vote against himself. It almost seemed like he was quitting. And it sounds like what he was talking about was when he told Hunter that the plan was Tevin and not Tiff, and there was nothing they could do about it. Hunter said, hold on, I'm not okay with that. I've got to go talk and see what's going on. And at that moment, Q was like, man, I messed up. Now this is going to change everything. But I don't know. And so he was basically saying that, hey, now somebody's going to go home that shouldn't because I made a mistake in the game. And I would rather just give everybody a fresh start, which made absolutely no sense to me.
Yeah, it was almost like he was trying to play the hero of like, hey, I'll take the fall. It was my fault. Like, I want everybody else to be able to play the game and not have to go through this. And we've kind of seen Q do this before of like, oh, I'm done or quitting. And I don't know. I was completely blindsided and thrown for a loop on that one.
I think that Q might have main character syndrome. Because this was completely unnecessary. He derailed a tribal that was likely going to end with Tevin being voted out regardless of what Q did. And it felt to me like the attention, Q just wanted the attention to be on himself. That's what it felt like. It was completely unnecessary, and he wanted people to be like, oh no, don't worry about it. And it was just dumb. It was dumb. Like, it, I hated this tribal, to be frank.
No, yeah, absolutely. It seemed like I almost got the feeling that if Q couldn't make the move, then he didn't want to be a part of it at all. Hey, if I can't take credit for this move, which he would have taken credit for getting Tiff out, when everything got switched, he's like, no way. Like, I don't know. It just felt like, hey, if I can't take credit for this move, then I'm not about it. But you've got to realize you can't take credit for every single move in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, after the tribal, with him not going home, his game has completely turned upside down from nobody can trust him for just knowing that he's going to be there and actually wanting to play the game and going to be invested, to losing his alliance with Tiffany and Kinsey, with them finding out that he spilled the beans on her idol. His game has completely flipped around. So I'm very curious on next week to see what that looks like for him and how he deals with that.
For sure. I feel like he'll skate by for a few weeks, but I mean, to lose your number one ally in Tiff, huge mistake. Huge mistake. Oh, and I know he was ready to get her out anyway, but now it's not like, okay, I got out my number one ally, who was also a big threat, but now you've got to go against that person. And she's going to be coming for him just as much as he's going for her.
Mm-hmm.
That's even worse, I think. But the biggest shocker of Tribal is that Liz hasn't pooped in 16 days.
Yeah, I'm really glad she shared that.
Well, I mean, I guess if you haven't eaten anything, you just don't have anything to get out. But man,
oof. I don't know. The banter this season has been so enjoyable. And even though I don't like a live tribal, it was fitting for how chaotic this episode was. And I don't know. I don't really know how to feel about Q right now. And I think that is going to change a lot in the next couple of weeks, because I kind of lost a lot of respect for him.
He's almost started to not annoy me, but get on my nerves a little bit, because he is the guy that wants to be in charge of absolutely everything. If it's not going his way, he doesn't like it, to this happening of vote for me, blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't know. I did like Q quite a bit, but I think he's almost gotten, one, either too sure of himself and thinks he's the leader of everything, to, I don't know. Like you said, Blake, I'm not loving Q right now.
Yeah, I've had a love-hate relationship with Q this season, because he's done things that I've loved, but he's also done a lot that just doesn't make sense to me. Like, even the hide and seek thing, like, just play hide and seek. Like, you're not, there's nothing to take away from hide and seek.
Right.
And he's kind of giving me, maybe to a lesser degree, but he's kind of giving me Russell Hantz vibes.
I was just thinking that.
Where he's like, he's got the strategic chops, but he can't turn it off. And he might make it to the end, but he's not making friends along the way. And he's not going to win the game based off of the way that he's going about it, because he's rubbed too many people the wrong way.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm definitely starting to see some people stand out and shine a little bit, even though they haven't necessarily had big moments, but you're starting to see who the good players are and who just kind of seem to look like a good player. But I also, the fact that we went through all of this with Q, him asking to be voted out, the live tribal, nobody seemed to know what was going on. And then the fact that Q didn't get a single vote, I thought was awesome.
Comical.
It was like, hey, you don't get to control this. Like, I know you want to control some aspect of the game, but the fact that the rest of the tribe would not let him do that, I thought was awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad the tribe didn't just give in and be like, all right, see you later. I'm so glad that that didn't happen. To a point, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm glad that they... Well, I'm not glad that they stuck to the plan because Tevin got voted out, but I kind of would have... might have been like, hey, he wants to go home. Whether he's serious or not, he's brought it up. Let's just do it. And then, like, he can't be mad when he gets voted out, like, because it'll be like, well, that didn't go as planned, you know? Like, so.
Well, and I thought as soon as Tiffany found out that Q ratted her out about her idol, I thought, oh, nail in the coffin. Q's going home. She's going to flip on him. And then she didn't. I don't know. I'll be curious to see if any of those relationships can be salvaged with Q.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the confessional next week where Q's going to come up with, like, yeah, that was part of the plan the whole time. Like, he's done with everything so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. He always has a reasoning behind what he does, but that doesn't always make sense. Yep. Oh, no, man, what
next episode? Yeah, it looks like there's gonna be some fire.
I mean, I don't know how there's not gonna be fire after what just happened this episode.
Yeah, we knew the after the merge was gonna get crazy. I mean, that's always when the game starts, but these players are all really, really good and they're all playing very well. So I'm happy to see that there's not, oh, we've got this alliance, and we're fighting over one or two votes. It seems to be everybody's willing to swing at each other. And even within the six, like, the only real alliance there is with more than two people, they're taking shots at each other. I don't know. It just, I love to see that. And I hate when one group just kind of runs it the entire time.
Yep. I'm with you there. That was what last season was.
Sure. And it was nice to see. Like, sometimes it's good to see that, but it's definitely way more enjoyable for the viewer when it's not, because you don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very sad to see Tevin go. He seemed totally blindsided, and I really liked him.
I would agree. I was not happy that Tevin went home. I liked Tevin a lot.
Yeah. One of my favorite players, my winner pick. It was a rough one for me.
Yeah, that's right. So who do you have another pick in mind?
Yeah. I right now I think Logan picked Tiff, and I think that's a phenomenal pick.
Thank you.
Obviously, Hunter is a great pick too. Not taking anything away from you, Blake. but
that's his second pick.
So is this one.
Well, I was saying I picked Tiffany originally. So
don't throw shots.
I think I'm going to have to pick Maria for my new winner.
Ooh, that is like not that. The direction I thought you were going to go.
I like that.
I wanted to pick Tiffany, but I was kind of thinking Maria, Charlie, or Kenzie. And I'm thinking Maria.
We're locking it in.
I'm locking it in.
I like it.
Okay. Now we all have somebody on our team.
It's true.
We're picking. So
there you go.
Not to throw more shots, but my team is still holding strong. I've got the most people remaining.
Yeah.
And I would, everybody left is honestly strong. And I can't, I can't say Liz is strong. I can't say she's weak because I think we just saw her wake up and she might have a little bit of a second half surge.
I was going to say it's early enough in the season that she could make some big moves and make a push towards the end. Depending on who she sits next to, I could see her figuring out a way if she continues to play like just almost a flawless game from here on out. But I'm not counting her out completely yet.
Well, she orchestrated the Tevin move. So
true.
She got that checked off. She can probably find a way to spin the Soda vote, I suppose. I don't see it, but she might be able to figure it out. She's a millionaire. I don't know. Yeah, interesting. It'll be interesting down the stretch.
Yeah, this seemed to be the first episode we saw Hunter kind of take his game into his own hands. Not his game, but just the game in general. And I wonder if it's because he had the idol that he just felt more comfortable on just being more bold on like, nope, I'm going to go over here and talk to everybody about this. But because a lot of his game so far has been kind of played in the shadows. And I don't know, this kind of a cool moment for him. So I hope he keeps that up too.
I hope so too. I will. I did think it was funny with Hunter how done he was with the situation at Tribal. He was just visibly annoyed, and I loved it because that's exactly how I felt watching it.
For sure. Honestly, but besides Liz, even though I like him a lot, Ben seems to be towards the bottom, like one of the weaker players right now. I just don't see a lot of strategy coming from Ben.
I think Ben's just there for a good time, and I think people enjoy having him around. I think he can kind of fall into that goat category, the survivor goat category of he might be in the end and talk about how much his time on Survivor rocked, and that'll be it.
I loved his little snippet after he dropped out of the challenge and he was walking over to sit down. He said that did not rock.
I loved to also how he said whenever Q was doing his nonsense at Tribal, his quote was whenever Tribal went live, he's like, I don't care for the shenanigans. Love that.
Before we get to Survivor of the Week, I'm curious who you guys think the top three players in the game are right now.
Ooh. Top three.
Not who had the best week, but just top three players in the game right now. Not even necessarily who you think is going to get to the end, because that may not be the best three players, but who are the best three?
Okay, hear me out.
If you say Liz, Ben, and Venus, I'm going to smack you.
You could make a case for Venus because at least she's playing.
That's true.
I think that she goes about her business in a very weird way, but I can't necessarily say she's playing a bad game. I think she's playing a good game, but she's on the wrong side of the alliances. Like we have people that we want to root for, and she is just unfortunately the antagonist of the group. At least that's how they've edited her. But my top three for me are Maria, Tiffany, and probably Hunter.
Okay. For me, I was gonna say Charlie, Tiffany, and Hunter. So I think I could go either way on Charlie or Maria, but I think Tiffany and then Hunter is kind of up there as well. So I could be convinced one way or the other for Tiffany or for or not Tiffany, Maria or Charlie, but I was going to say Charlie, Tiffany, and Hunter.
Yeah, I was, to me, Maria and Charlie are interchangeable, but I was going to go Charlie, Hunter, and Kenzie for just her social game. But
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't feel like we've seen a ton on Kenzie lately since the merge of Strategic and her kind of being that personable and really diving into the strategic side or the social side. We saw that a lot, obviously, right off the beginning, but I don't feel like we've seen a ton of that recently.
A lot of the strategic or the social side?
Social side as much. I think
all we talked about last week with her and Ben and how.
I guess that's true.
She had that just humanizing moment between her and Ben.
That's true. I guess that's true.
No, I think she's playing a great game. I think she's not leading the charge strategically, but I think from a social standpoint, like she's gaining favor with pretty much everybody. And I think at the end, like she could get votes just for the sake of people liking her.
Sure. So this might kind of overlap a little bit, but Survivor of the Week. This one's a little harder for me.
Yeah, I can go first. Because this is tough for me, and I am kind of reluctantly picking this person. I'm going to pick Liz because I have been kind of frustrated with her this entire season because she has just kind of willingly done nothing. And I was happy to finally see her play the game and orchestrate a pretty good move.
Yeah.
So this is my Survivor of the Week.
Definitely. Man.
I'll go next if you're still thinking.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to go with Hunter. Liz is up there. I'm not going to pick the same person, but Hunter from winning hide and seek to winning the challenge. And even though Q's kind of the one that shook up Tribal, it all started because Hunter had the guts to walk over and talk to everybody and say, hold on a second, wait, why are we switching this up? And so I think without him doing that, it would have just happened. And I don't think Q would have said what he did and tried to quit. And I don't know that that was necessarily Hunter's intention, but as far as shaking up the game, I mean, Hunter came out a winner this episode.
Yeah, that's who I was kind of leaning towards. The only reason I wasn't really wanting to pick him was I feel like with Tevin leaving, I feel like they were really close. And so him losing out on that alliance member and all of that. But I think Hunter is probably the best pick for Survivor of the Week this week, for in my opinion. I hate picking the same person as somebody else, but I truly believe that with him winning immunity, having the, like you said, enough to stand up to go talk to everybody and kind of shake that up, and I think he was definitely Survivor of the Week for me.
Well, I will be totally honest. I probably would have picked Tevin if he didn't get voted out. I thought he was playing a really good social game, a really good strategic game. I really liked what he was doing this season or this episode. And then everybody caught him. So that was when I was watching the episode, I was like, all right, Tevin's my pick for Survivor of the Week, and then he got voted out. So
yeah, I'm upset that Tevin went home, honestly, but it is what it is.
We are exactly halfway through.
My Survivor of the Week is Jelinski for still being mentioned.
Was he the first one voted out?
He was the first one out. Yep.
Oh, Jelinski. Nice.
Well, do we have anything else?
I don't think so. Other than, so I just counted it up. I think we've had 9 people voted out and we have 9 people left, right?
2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah. It feels crazy that we're already halfway through this season, but it also feels crazy that we're only halfway through this season. We have a lot of game left to play.
A lot of game and a lot of really good players still. Obviously, I feel like every season there's always great players, but this season I just feel like, I don't know, it seems a little bit different to me.
Yeah, we kind of said that last season, but I think we were actually wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're right this season. I think there's a lot of really good players.
I think last season what it was that was the first season in a while that we saw an alliance really stick together and just run the whole show.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, this new era has been a lot of fun. And I don't know if we mentioned it last week, but I don't think that really hardly any of the old school players would be able to hang in this new era. I think it's been taken to a whole new level, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm definitely enjoying it. And just since the new era started, we've had a lot of good players. And right now I'm back in the first All-Star season of Survivor, kind of rewatching everything. It makes me really want to have a All-Star season or bringing some people back and having kind of that same similar season or something like that, of having old players come back in the new era, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that would be interesting.
Well, I apologize, I didn't explain that well. Not necessarily people from the old era, people from the new era.
New era older. Returning players, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're 1 or 2 seasons away from that happening.
Yeah. Maybe season 50.
Possibly. I hope they do it sooner.
Yeah, I could see.
Yeah.
I would like to see 48 or 49, and then season 50, maybe switch something up a little bit again.
Season 50 would be... That's when they should do old school versus new school or something like that.
Be pretty cool. That would be cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, it, I love this show.
Well, that's all I've got. Brandon, where can everybody find us?
Find us on social media at Merge Feast Pod. You can find all our episodes on YouTube now, moving forward. I realized the last week that some of our new episodes were accidentally marked private. That will not be the case moving forward. So if you're looking for them and couldn't find them, that's definitely my bad.
Perfect. Perfect. Give us a like. Give us a review. Curious to hear what your guys's, who your guys's pick is to win the whole thing. So share that with us. And yeah, I think that's all I've got. Say goodbye, Logan.
Goodbye, Logan.